Thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming out for the first talk. Might be my last talk, I don't know, after 40 years or so. So it's good to see everybody here. So I'm going to talk about a study that Lowell and I got started, and we got some other co-PIs here, other workers. And this is one of many studies underway in the Midwest trying to look at various practices that could be used to reduce nitrate loss out of tile drains. And everybody's got their nutrient reduction strategy, or in Illinois we call it nutrient loss reduction strategy, and many of these practices are in that strategy. And the idea was to see how well, let's do some of these and get more data on how well they work. So again, the objectives were, in this particular study, because Lowell's going to be after me and he'll talk about another one that evaluates some other practices, but in this particular one it was to evaluate the timing of N application, including split applications and cover crops on tile nitrate losses, and sort of try and determine when and why nitrate losses occur in these management systems, and have both corn and soybean each year so we can look at all aspects of what's going on with nitrate loss. So we had a hard time finding a field. We ended up back on a field that Bob Hafe, many of you know, had in the early 2000s. It's a field that's pattern drained, and unfortunately all his equipment had been taken out, so we had to put in new water control structures. So we have agri-drain structures. We have automatic samplers. It's a pretty big study because we have 36 individually monitored tiles. And the treatments began, so all that equipment was put in the fall of 2014, and the treatments began in the spring of 2015. And so we have six treatments. We have a full rate of anhydrous ammonia with inhibitor every fall at 180 kilograms per hectare. We have a split application that's 90 in the fall, 45 at planting, and 45 at side dress. We have a full rate in the spring. We have a reduced rate in the spring at 134 kilograms per hectare. And then we have something dropped out of that next one, didn't it? 45 and something happened in that one. All the other rates are 180, so then there's a 90, 45, 45, and then the last one has cover crops, an oat radish mixture into standing soybean, and then cereal rye after corn. So again, there's six treatments, three replicates, but we have both corn and soybean each time. So there's 36 tile lines, 8 in corn, 18 in corn, 18 in soybeans. They're each about 2 hectares. They're very long laterals, so they're each about 700 meters long, 30 meters wide. So we get about 2 hectares in size. And again, the treatments began in the spring of 2015, so we didn't have fall in or cover crops in the end of 2014. We weren't able to get that in. So the study that Bob Hafe had made use of 54 tile lines, and we were able to use his data to choose 36 that had, we threw out some of the ones that had some odd flow. Anytime you have individual laterals or you start breaking down a tile system, as many of you know, some of the tiles give some very odd flow patterns. So we were able to throw some of those out by using some of the pre-existing data. And you can see there's three blocks that are always going to be, these are going to be soybean or corn together, and the red ones here are going to be corn or soybean, and the individual laterals. But again, we didn't have to use them all. And so you can see how it was soybean in 2015, corn in 2016, and it'll keep flipping like that as we go forward. This is just looking down. This isn't the full width of one of the laterals, but some of the yield row corn for corn from this past year, and you can sort of look down at the very end. You see the agri-drain structure off in the distance. This is the full length. So yeah, it's the full length of one of the laterals. So this is precipitation for the last 2 years through this past October, and it's been generally pretty average. That I would say the nitrate loss in the surrounding watersheds has been fairly average for the last 2 years. We did have a really wet month in June in 2015, and then a pretty wet fall last year, late in the year. We've had a lot of tile flow. I mean, they're not necessarily huge events all the time, but these tiles have been flowing a lot, which means a lot of sampling. Just to show you how we sample, this is the data for 2015, two different tiles, tile 6 and 7, side by side. You can see how well they compare in terms of their flow patterns, which you would expect on side by side tile laterals. So that's daily flow in millimeters. And the red dots are our nitrate concentrations. And so we have automatic samplers. We're sampling anywhere from weekly on low flow periods to multiple times in a day. We're keeping these all as discrete samples so we can really see what the concentration is doing through time and try and understand what's going on rather than doing composites. So our emphasis is probably less on the total flux or mass loss and more and look really trying to interpret what's going on with the nitrate concentration, at least at this stage. But we have both. Not all the tiles. The tiles do vary, though, in the amount of water that comes out of them. I mean, there's a lot of, there's always microtopography on these sites, and so one tile's lateral is not necessarily the same as the next, but we think these larger laterals are working pretty well, actually. So this is what I'm going to spend the rest of the talk on. This is the data for 2 years. I'm going to break it out because it's a little hard to see, but I want to make a couple points before I get into this. One, that all the plots were corn in 2014, the whole field before we started. So we had some corn after corn the first year and then some soybean after corn. Now we're into the regular rotation. Because we didn't do fall end, because it was corn after corn, the first year, the spring of 2015, we used 224 kilograms of N per hectare because of the corn after corn. So that's a little different. That's gone away now. We're not doing that anymore. There was no fall end in 2014. There were no cover crops in 2014. So really, 2016 is the first year we're really into all the treatments. Each of the dots on here is the mean of three different lateral replicates. So we're going to start out real simple with this. One of the things we had was a chance to look at what the nitrate concentrations were in a field that was 100 had been managed the same way for the 10 years across the whole thing. So it says soybean and corn. That's what they were going into. But this is 18 of the tiles here, 18 of the tiles here, just their average by treatment. And so you can see the treatments here. I'll go through these in a second. But right now, these should all be the same. If every tile produced exactly the same concentration, they'd be on top of each other. They're not bad, but it shows there's variability across the field. I mean, it's kind of nice to have this. This was from late January through the May. These go right to about May 21st when we did the first N applications. And you can see there is, on average, about 10 milligrams per liter. But even with the mean of three different laterals, there's some difference. But these kind of go away with time. But it shows some of the variability. It's kind of nice to have that. There's nothing really different here. So it gives us some confidence that anything we're going to see is real. So that's basically background data before we start. So here's the first year then where we did spring N, side dress N. Again, we're doing the higher treatment here, 224 kilograms. So a bunch of the tiles get 224. So we look at soybean first. Again, this is no N, and the concentration really doesn't change much through time. There's some dilution events here under some high flow periods. Remember, June of 15 is a lot of flow. But not much goes on with soybean. You can see we planted it. We did do an oat radish at the end, and you'll see that effect as we get into the next year, or lack of effect. Here's the corn. You can see immediately we had some flow events, precipitation events, right after we added fertilizer in the spring, and the treatments that had fertilizer, the concentration jumps right up. Later on this season, all the ones that everything got some fertilizer, all the concentrations are greater than what they would have been under soybean. So, I mean, that's nothing new. We expect, we know that the nitrate is a combination of sort of shallow groundwater that maybe represents a few years plus some really rapid stuff. And this shows that, clearly you add some fertilizer, we see nitrate increase. And again, the higher treatments went up to a greater concentration. But again, this is really establishing the whole experiment for the next year where we really get into it. So we followed those growing seasons. We put on September 14th, oat and radish, it didn't do all that well, and of course that winter kills, we only got a half a megagram of biomass, had about 18 kilograms of N, so it took up some N, but it wasn't a tremendous amount. The rye was aerial seeded on September 16th, wasn't really that great a growth in the fall, but it really took off the next spring, especially in the few weeks before we killed it, and we got to a maximum biomass of 2.5 megagrams per hectare and 60 kilograms per hectare accumulated in it. And we killed that before, of course, we planted the corn. So we'll start with that, and you can on the side of the field that went in the soybean, and the most striking pattern is the cover crop really worked. And look at the concentration. The cover crop early on in this first flow in the winter hadn't grown much, right, in the previous fall, but boy, it starts growing in early spring, and that concentration goes down to about 2 to 3 milligrams per liter. So really excellent in this particular year, excellent response to the cover crop following corn of cereal rye. The other treatments, you know, as we expect during soybean, not much is going to go on. But the higher N treatments had the higher concentration. The pink one here is the reduced N rate, and that shows less of a nitrate concentration, but we lost yield, substantial yield, by going to that. So I'm not saying that's a solution. It says if you add less N, you get a lower concentration, but yield went down substantially. So that's not. So we couldn't have asked for a better, more striking pattern, I think, with the cover crop there. So that's the soybean side of the field. So this is the corn side with the various N treatments. So again, we did do fall N here, the full rate, split rate. So black is the full rate. So let's go through these. And we had the oat radish, but again, not tremendous biomass. So the fall N, putting the fall N on, immediately we get a response. Some of the flow events, the concentration jumps up a little bit. All the fall N treatments, even the reduced rate, the half rate in red, both of those had increased concentration, not a whole lot, but you know, a few milligrams per liter. And then you can see how during the high flows, those concentrations, the full N rate really had the much higher N concentration throughout the whole following next winter and spring, followed by the split rate. The 180 in the spring, which is the green, and the pink one, the reduced rate, both bounced around but had lower concentrations. And then the split ones and the cover crops. The cover crop was lower, and it was kind of intermediate before the treatment. I don't know that there's a great response to the oat radish. Certainly it's in the right direction, but again, we have not gone through all the 2016 data. I don't have the flux calculations. I don't know how these are going to turn out in the end exactly, but this shows to me that clearly we see the immediate response of nitrogen. Fall nitrogen really increases the concentrations. Splitting it seems to help some. Reduced rate certainly lowers concentration, but that's not the answer either. So put that all together, and you get a pretty good understanding of what's going on. So this year gave us pretty clear-cut results, and you know, I think we need multiple years to see how that works out. So again, just to summarize, little difference between the spring and the split end in both yield or tile nitrogen. Fall end treatments certainly show increased tile nitrate. The rye cover crop really worked in this particular year, and it greatly decreased tile nitrate, but we need additional years to see how these things work under multiple weather patterns. So, thanks.